Good morning. Am I on? This is At Issue on WGXC Acra 90.7. This is Debbie Mayer. I'm on this morning with Patty Matheny and Kothi Zahn from Ghent. I'm just checking the mic. Am I okay? Okay, great. You can hear me. Okay, this is Debbie Mayer. I'm your host this morning for At Issue. And it's okay. Thanks. I couldn't hear myself. I got worried.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yes, I can. I can hear myself now. Okay. So I'm here with Patty Matheny and Kothi Zahn, who are running for town board in the town of Ghent. My co-host this morning is going to be Ellen Thurston, who's the third ward supervisor in Hudson, but she's still at home dealing with the water pouring from the light fixture in her kitchen. And she says she'll be here later, which would be a good thing. She has some interesting things to say. So right now I'm going to introduce Patty. Say hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi. And Kothi. Say hi, Kothi.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi. So we're going to start with their bios, how they got here, what they've done so far, which is a lot, and why they're moving over to running into office. So, Patty, do you want to start, please?
Sure. What would you like me to start with?
Okay. Let's see. You're known as an activist in town and in the county. So would you talk about what you've done? You mentioned you started off working in the Obama office in Hudson in 07, and it just sort of...
Evolved from there.
Evolved from there.
It certainly did.
Yes.
I actually was one of the founders of Women for Obama in New York City.
Cool.
And when I was there, we were in a meeting one day trying to open district offices all over all the districts in New York State. Mm-hmm. And it came up that we needed a district office opened in District 20, and I realized immediately, oh my goodness, that's my district. So I'd never done it before. I took the leap and opened an office on Warren Street in 2007. And then I became a delegate for Obama.
Were you?
Yes, I was. I was an appointed delegate
for
Obama
exciting.
After that. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
And that's when I really moved up here. We were here probably 3 or 4 days a week. And then I was here, obviously, more every day after that. And became really involved in the community, met lots of people, and started from there.
Yeah, okay, I know, because you're on the board of Columbia Memorial Health, so obviously you have a lot of connections in the community.
Yes, I am.
True?
I'm the chairman of the Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation board, and Kothi is also a member of that board, and I'm also on the board of trustees for the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds very solid.
Yes.
Important. Okay. And then as a community activist, tell us about, how you started. I thought it was TCI. You said no, the motocross was even before that.
It was motocross.
Yeah.
It was in around 2011. There was a potential motocross track that was being proposed for the Metagreens. I've had a lot of interaction with Metagreens.
Yes, indeed.
From the airport after that.
Yeah.
But it started with a motocross track was being proposed, and lots of the neighbors were opposed to this. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, it was against our, not only the comprehensive plan, but it was against our zoning code in Ghent. Mm-hmm. And the people were trying to get a special use permit.
Right. They would need that.
Right. And quite a few people were adamantly opposed. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, it was against the zoning code. So we brought together probably at least, the petition had 300 names on it. There were lots of people involved and started going to town meetings and were able to get the town board and the zoning board to realize this wasn't in the best interest of the community.
Yeah.
And we succeeded. There was no lawsuit involved. It was just really everyone coming together and their voices being heard. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to encourage is just to find out this really isn't good for our community. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we succeeded.
Yeah. Was Larry Andrews supervisor
at
that time?
Yes, he was.
And he did seem like someone who would listen.
He was very reasonable.
Yeah.
Larry was a really nice man and really, truly welcomed the community being involved.
Mm-hmm.
He actually once said something in a meeting that I attended, he said, gosh, this is so exciting. He said, it used to be, we sat here and all we had to talk about were water issues in Ghent. He was a really nice man. It was a big loss for the community.
Yes, it was when he died.
Yes, it was.
And then, talking about, you know, more than water issues, then there was the TCI fire.
Exactly. After that came TCI in August of 2012. And at that point, I had motocross was over, and but I did still I had this email list. I had formed Ghent CAN, which was formed during motocross.
Okay. And what does CAN mean? We can do it?
it sort of does now.
Yeah.
But it was Citizens Against Noise Nuisance. And that's how it all started.
Oh.
And that's where the name came from.
Yes.
And that was motocross, obviously.
Right.
And from there, one morning, on that morning of the TCI fire and explosion, I had a phone call from a very good friend here in Hudson who works for the county at 6 in the morning to say, are you okay? And I had absolutely no idea what she was talking about. And she explained to me what had happened and that all the county employees were notified of this fire and everyone was supposed to stay indoors, turn off their air conditioners, and not go outside.
No kidding.
And I literally live within a mile of TCI and had no idea it was there.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, I turned on the news, I couldn't find anything on the news, and I decided, well, maybe my motocross email list, the Ghent CAN list, would be interested in this. So I sent out an early morning email, and it was incredible. I immediately got so many phone calls and email responses, what is going on? And as it turns out, all of the Berkshires and Massachusetts had gotten the reverse 911 call to stay indoors. And Columbia County did not have the reverse 911 system at that time.
No.
Evidently, they were looking into this, but nothing had happened. But it was a devastating fire, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we were, and I do think that, I was instrumental in helping people to know about what happened.
Yes.
But the town did not want TCI to rebuild either. There were maybe some issues at the county level that they thought possibly they should be allowed to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
But they were violating so many zoning codes, and no one knew they were there. So we brought all of this to light, and that was very helpful. And the town was, I think, very appreciative for myself and those that worked on it to bring to light what was going on there.
That's very interesting. I didn't realize that. I would have thought the town wanted them to rebuild.
I think once they found out what they were doing,
they didn't. They didn't.
One did. And we had a lot of support with that. I mean, almost everyone in Ghent that I know of. There were certainly a few people who didn't understand why they weren't being allowed to rebuild, but it was clear the violations were just astounding. And you know, we almost lost 50 firefighters that night. It was a very, very close call because the building exploded.
Yes.
Because the firefighters did not know what was in the building.
Right.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
It is. Mm-hmm. God, it's, yeah.
We were lucky in certain respects because no one did die. But it was terrifying.
And
many people still are concerned that they did not know they were outside or they had the air conditioners on and they didn't. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So then you mentioned reverse 911. So did you help with that happening or what?
I think just bringing to light, our first meeting that we had, we got a lot of elected officials involved and a lot of state agencies were involved. When our first meeting about TCI had several hundred people at the firehouse, and Dee Dee Barrett helped to organize.
That's right. I remember
meeting.
Now.
Yes. And so at that meeting, where there was lots of people.
Excuse me, Dee Dee Barrett is our assembly member
from our
district. Yes.
And so she brought all the agencies together. We had hundreds of people there, several hundred. Mm-hmm. And that was a big topic that evening, was that why don't we, you know, the Berkshires and Massachusetts heard about this devastating explosion and fire and toxic PCBs in the air, and we knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of pressure at that point from citizens, from us, saying, we want this. I don't care if it... No one cared how much it cost.
Right.
We're spending money on a lot of things we don't need.
Yeah.
And everyone from the public felt like... I do feel like the public pressure is the reason that we were able to get that implemented.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, public pressure,
right,
spearheaded by activists.
That's right.
And then speaking of things we didn't need to spend money on, there was the expansion of the airport.
Yes, that was next. Another Ghent issue, which...
Yes, another Ghent issue.
I know. So yeah. that was another situation that I really honestly don't even know how many years that the airport had this idea of sort of expanding, and it was really an expansion of what they called the safety zone.
Yes.
How long that had been going on for many, many, many years, but the idea was to purchase MetaGreens and extend the runway mm-hmm. into, and we already, by the way, have a very long runway for a small community
yes.
airport. Large jets can land there with no problem.
Right. Yeah.
And we couldn't understand the point of this because there was all of these exaggerated numbers mm-hmm. on how many planes actually land there.
Yeah.
So that was really where the real work was done in uncovering how many planes actually do land at that airport. And mm-hmm. we were able to uncover it. It's a much, much smaller number.
Yes.
than I don't really have those numbers with me right now, but
right.
It's in the, you know, less than 100.
Right.
Would
it's
require,
practically a handful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly what we have at the airport are touch and goes.
And what is that?
A touch and go is practice for pilots.
Oh, okay.
And so these small planes fly in, and they do numerous. They have to do so many to get
yes,
their pilot's license,
right?
And
practice.
They do so many touch and goes.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And that's pretty much it. It's really
yeah.
not that part of it. Touch and goes are not really an economic benefit to
no.
us.
No, it's really sort of a practice airport.
It's a practice.
It sounds
it's
like.
A practice airport.
Yeah,
and certainly there are a few jets there, but it. So as it turns out, there we can qualify and have qualified to be mm-hmm. reclassified to mm-hmm. a different type of airport, which only requires a 300-foot mm-hmm. safety zone, which we have already.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have that already. And mm-hmm. then, so there's no need to spend these millions of dollars and to purchase. Yes, all of this was completely
Thank
unnecessary.
Yeah.
And we would have to be... you know, tenfold the number, or even more, hundredfold the number of planes to actually require us to have the 1,000-foot safety zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really a matter of just doing the research and uncovering mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. the actual facts were. And mm-hmm. I found through my activism that's what resonates with people. If you don't get hysterical and you just have
uh-huh.
facts to back up what it is you're trying to accomplish,
yeah.
it works every time.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Most reasonable people. Now, there's certainly always people that don't want
right.
to hear what the truth is. But
yeah, but I'd also like to give a tip of the hat to Art Basson, who chaired the airport committee
yes.
at that time,
yes.
and who was, you know, willing to listen to all information. I remember being at a meeting and somebody proposed something weird, and he said, "Have him come on.
Right.
Have them give a presentation to the committee.
Exactly.
We'll listen."
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for Art.
Oh, I know. That was fortunate.
It
huh?
was very fortunate to have someone that was willing to listen. And from what I've heard, that was the very first county meeting that mm-hmm. it was open to the public for comments ever.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so I guess I feel like some of our... Again, the voices were heard, and
yeah.
we were given an opportunity to be heard.
Yeah, and Art Basson is the Democratic supervisor from Ankrum.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, and I think he's running for re-election.
I believe he is uncontested.
Cross-endorsed
by
exactly.
every single party you've ever heard of.
Which is so smart.
Yeah.
Which is really a good thing. It would be nice if everyone could see that, but Art's really a great and...
Yes, excellent
yes. supervisor and excellent on the Board of Supervisors.
Yes,
so.
He is. And as we're going to discuss, it's hard to get people to run. So
That's
if you
right.
have someone who's willing to do the job, support him or her.
Right.
Okay, thank you. This is
sure.
Debbie Mayer. Again, we're on At Issue at WGXC ACRA 90.7. We've just heard from Patty Matheny, who's running for town board in Ghent. And now we're going to hear from Kothi Zahn, who's also running for town board in Ghent. And Kothi, could we first just get through your name?
Yes, it's a challenge. But as I always tell people, you don't have to pronounce my name correctly to vote for me. It's okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes, it's pronounced like Kathy with a long O.
Uh-huh.
Kothi Zahn.
So
start
Zahn.
With that.
Yeah.
And it's basically, I actually only learned this within the last year,
mm-hmm.
that it's based on an old English word that's spelled differently, C-O-T-H-E, and it bizarrely it means sickly. Luckily, I'm the healthiest person in the world,
really?
So
that could have healthy,
that
yes.
could have turned out quite differently, I suppose.
Oh gosh, yeah, okay, and Kothi is another activist. She anything that Patty wasn't already involved in, it feels like Kothi took the lead. So talk to us about that, about the things standing in the fields for
yes,
the electricity.
Yes. Well, I actually met Patty because of the mm-hmm. motocross, and I worked with her on several of those issues, and then I got my own.
Right.
I found out in, I guess it was about February of 2012, mm-hmm. that NYSEG, which is our electrical utility around here, mm-hmm. was planning to build a 115 kilovolt high voltage power line mm-hmm. That would, you know, be about almost 11 miles and mm-hmm. run directly straight across Ghent. It was not running along roads. It was going to run through mm-hmm. people's backyards. Mm-hmm. Over family farmlands, through the Art Omai Sculpture Park.
Wonderful.
It was really drawn as though, you know, with no consideration for where it was going. And, you know, we found out about it. And at first, I think a number of residents felt that they couldn't do anything about that, that this was a big corporation, that they had made a plan, and there was nothing we could do. And so we, you know, Peter Cohen and I, another neighbor of mine, mm-hmm. we decided that we couldn't let that stand. We got together a little bit of a bigger group, mm-hmm. and we started explaining to everybody what was going on. Mm-hmm. When I first started the project, I was just literally calling organizations all over the state who mm-hmm. might help me, including the New York State Preservation League, who ultimately lent a great hand to us and gave us a lot of guidance mm-hmm. on utility siting issues. And, you know, eventually, you know, now I feel like I'm basically an expert. Mm. And we learned that there had to be something called an Article 7 proceeding before the New York State Public Service Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of that proceeding is actually to hear from the public.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purpose, and it's to hear about what are the negative impacts of the proposed utility siting to the public. And, you know, but in order to hear from the public, that actually takes a tremendous amount of organizing.
Yes.
And you have to learn about how it is having an impact on each individual landowner as well as the community at large. And the aspects that they consider are environmental, mm-hmm. agricultural, and scenic, mm-hmm. and historic. Now, it turns out, you know, our community is extraordinarily rich in all of those elements.
Mm.
But what you have to do when presenting the case is both marshal the resources to explore that. You have to prove, basically, you say, this is what we have here. This is what uh-huh. you're damaging.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so we take pictures and stuff?
We took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We hired consultants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the most important things that we did is we just informed the community what mm-hmm. was going on and what their rights were. So mm-hmm. there was a public statement hearing that Judge Eleanor Stein attended mm-hmm. back in, I want to say that was June of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to help people to understand that they had a voice here, and we had mm-hmm. over 175 people attend.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We had many dozens and dozens of citizens spoke very movingly and personally about their land and their homes and their communities.
Yeah.
It was really, I have to say, everyone who was there felt very inspired that this was, you know, hey, we've got something really special here in Ghent.
Right, because they were all from Ghent.
Yes.
Wow.
And we met, you know, just, we met so many people and, you know, hearing their stories, and I think it really had a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, we've spent the past 3 years in a proceeding, And and the town joined in the proceeding. The town has been very active in this as well, the town government. And we ultimately entered into negotiations with NYSEG and with the state agencies, various state agencies.
Huh.
And we have now, this past summer, we signed a joint stipulation.
Hmm.
And NYSEG is now going to, instead of a high voltage line, they're going to be able to correct the electrical problem that they'd originally identified with a low voltage line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to run on roads, and it's going to be on regular height poles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so significantly reduced in scope.
Yeah. What are regular height poles?
They can be
like street lights?
Around, well, like the utility poles that you see already.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not any big monstrous,
right?
You know, metal,
those metal grids
towers,
like
yeah.
they have in Livingston,
or even
other places.
Or even the yeah. It's even the 90-foot wooden poles that would have that run currently. You can see those double poles running in certain places around here too. So you know,
and they wouldn't put it underground, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
Did you ask them? I'm just curious.
That was definitely something that was discussed. It was definitely on the table. You know, there's tremendous expense for that, but more than that, it has its own environmental difficulties.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would have thought it would be better.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what you've been working on and what you've accomplished. Tell us a little bit about your background. Also, you're a lawyer and a writer.
That's right.
So you've had that training.
That's right. I was an attorney for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. I still am. I now practice primarily pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very selective in what I take on, but I want to be able to help people in need now more than working for a company or firm.
Is that what you did? You worked for a law firm?
I was actually the deputy general counsel at MTV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I published my first novel in 2013, and so now I'm mostly writing. And
are you able to write while you run for office? Good for you. I don't think I could do that.
I write very early in the morning.
Yeah, that's when to do it. Yeah. I know. I agree. Okay, so this is Debbie Mayer. We're on At Issue this morning on WGXC ACRA 90.7. And my guests are Patty Matheny and Kothi Zahn, who are running for town board in the town of Ghent. And our co-host Ellen Thurston is on her way. She must have got the plumbing, the water leak, and her ceiling addressed, and she's on her way. So I think let's talk next about how you made the change from activism to running for office. To me, in some ways, activism seems like more fun and more flexible, but Patty, why don't you start?
Okay. Well, I think, first of all, I agree with you to a certain extent, and that was the reason I've been very resistant to running for office. Of course, you hear that. If you get involved in anything, everyone says, oh, you should run for office, you should run for office. And I felt I did have more flexibility if I wasn't running.
Right. So have you considered running for office in past years and not done it?
Oh, yes, I guess I have.
Yeah.
Because it does seem that there's almost no one that is willing to step up and run for office.
Yes, doesn't it seem that way?
And I decided I had to finally put my money where my mouth was, so to speak, because I was constantly asking others to run for office. And that's part of the reason. But I also feel that I'm very I would be... You've probably heard this before. I'll be a different kind of elected official.
Well, yes.
I'm going to listen.
We all hope.
Not that everyone doesn't listen, but I do think that I was feeling frustration at not having a real vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to organize people. And I was hoping that if Kothi and I would run, that we would inspire more people to get involved without having to arm twist and beg people, please come to these meetings. It's very difficult. And I'm going to all the meetings anyway, so why not? I'm always I'm always there.
Yes.
Or I try to be to most of them.
Right.
So it just seems to have a seat at the table makes more sense at the at this stage. Uh-huh. We've done a lot. We've accomplished a lot.
Yes,
and I'm very proud of those things. And 2 years ago, we worked really hard to get Mallory Mort elected.
I was going to ask you about that. 2 years ago, they worked very hard to get Mallory Mort elected to town board on the Democratic line.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we felt we'd laid the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
And many times in Ghent, and probably many of these other towns, everyone that runs unopposed. There's just no opposition.
There's a lot of that.
Lots of people don't vote, as we know that. And this, we seem to have created some enthusiasm and excitement around this campaign. So whatever happens, of course, we hope that we win, and we're working hard to win.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
to get
we'll
more people involved,
uh-huh.
I believe this was the next step to get more people
okay.
involved. It can't always just be an issue in your own backyard that gets you involved. We need younger people involved. We need more women involved.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should care about what's going on in their community.
They should.
And I think that really that's how it feels to me. Kathy can speak for herself, but I think that it was the right time to step up.
Okay. And Kathy, what would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I think that also, Patty and I really have the experience to do it, and we have the desire to serve. And I think that we have both, through our efforts, met so many people and learned so much about this area that we just really care about it.
Yeah.
And I think that at a certain point, you have to look at yourself and say, well, what can I say? I think I have something to give here, and I think it's my responsibility to try to give it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it is our responsibility, and I think people are excited because they do believe when we say we'll listen to you, and they have felt somewhat disenfranchised.
Uh-huh.
It's clear that they felt that way. I don't know whose fault that is. I'm not pointing fingers, but there certainly has been a lack of that in Ghent. I see it from the attendance of town board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I see it from the same people running over and over from one, whether it's the zoning board or the planning board or the town board. And there's just
a small number of people.
There's just a small number of people that are involved in making decisions that affect us every single day.
Right.
And we want to be more proactive instead of reactive
right.
to everything. And that's
right.
what I've seen locally. Very much so with the county and with Ghent.
Yeah.
It seems like, and that's what I've been doing as an activist.
Right.
I'm just being
reactive
because I didn't know what was going on. I'm just reacting.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'd like to be able to be more positive, more proactive. It seems so many things we've been involved with, it's they're negative. They're negative
yes.
things. And it's,
I know.
It's kind of a downer.
It is.
It would be great to be involved at a level that we could start thinking ahead, some forward thinking about what the future of Ghent is. And I do think that it's changing, like the county is changing. As far as the population of the types of people that are living here.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it's important for everyone's voice to be heard across the board.
Yeah, I mean, I should have looked this up. This is sort of a quiz. How many people live in Ghent?
I think it's 5,000 plus around between 5 and 6.
Between 5 and 6,
So and there's like 3,300 are registered to vote. There's
okay,
3,300
that she knows. 3,300 registered voters.
We only need 3,000 of those to vote for us.
Right. You hear that, folks? Okay, good.
Vote.
Yeah. So it's one of the larger towns in Columbia County, as that goes.
Yes, it is.
And if... You know, I'm sort of doing this mental map in my head. It doesn't seem to have a center. Is that correct or not correct? Oh, it has that little hamlet
area. We have the hamlet, but you're right.
Near the town hall, yes.
We have the hamlet.
And the Dairy Queen.
The Dairy
and
Queen.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yes, in the town hall. That would be the sort of the center.
That's the center.
But it's so... broad. I mean, it goes Hawthorne. You have Hawthorne Valley, which is Ghent, and then West Ghent, which is where the airport is. So it's very spread out, and I think that's been part of the problem. People in I live in West Ghent,
yes,
and Kathy lives near Art Omai.
Okay,
and we feel sometimes I think the people in that area, it's sort of, they aren't as connected to what's happening in the hamlet. And yeah. also part of Chatham, that's something else that
oh, that's right.
We've been meeting with some people in Chatham. There's quite a few people that live in the village of Chatham
yes.
that vote in Ghent. And they actually, we knocked on doors on Sunday,
uh-huh.
and we found so many people that said, I only vote in the village of Chatham elections. I don't, Ghent, I have nothing to do with Ghent whatsoever. And we're like, no, you're a Ghent voter.
They can vote in the village elections, but then they're also a resident of the town
correct.
Of Ghent.
Right.
So they
correct.
Need to vote there also.
Correct.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I know. I hadn't thought of that.
Right.
That's good. Okay. I'm just wondering if our Ellen is here yet, but I don't see her. So we'll have to move on. Okay, actually, it's time for a break. And so we're going to have a little Bruce Springsteen, if I can fire it up. Hang on. I've done the first step, but I can't find the second. Oh, thank goodness. Here comes Neva. She's going to fire it up for you. I hate dead air. Okay.
Thirty-five.
Good morning. We're back. This is At Issue on WGXC, ACRA 90.7 on your radio dial. This is Debbie Mayer. I'm here with Patty Matheny and Kothi Zahn, who are running for town board in the town of Ghent. And Ellen Thurston has joined us. Say hello, Ellen.
Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. She is third ward supervisor, who is retiring out of holding office. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, we want to talk about working with people that you don't necessarily agree with. And in Sunday's Times, in an article by Frank Bruni, he mentions, of course, that John Boehner had resigned as Speaker of the House of Representatives, and also he was going to leave Congress at the end of next month, which some of us might see as a papal miracle, and others might say, well, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. And Frank Bruni quotes President Obama talking about John Boehner. He's somebody who understands that in government, in governance, says President Obama, you don't get 100% of what you want. But you have to work with people who you disagree with, sometimes strongly, in order to do the people's business. So we're going to talk about that a little bit now, and Kothi is going to start.
Well, let me start by saying that at the town level with governance, the issues are generally not as partisan as they are at the national level. It's a little easier to come to resolution. That being said, of course, there are always disagreements and some very powerful ones. I think in my own experience, you know, having been a negotiator
for me as an attorney,
yes, you know, for 15 years, what I learned is that the most effective way to deal with anyone you disagree with is to really listen to them and understand quite thoroughly what their positions are, because a lot of times you can tease out places where you do agree. And that's where you start building the consensus to resolve the problems. So I think that while Patty and I are both, you know, we're very strong people who have strong points of view, we are both very reasonable. And we're out there to listen and to understand what's going on. Because what we want is the best thing for all the residents of Ghent.
Right. Yes. All right. As long as everyone comes to terms with that. And Patty, you've already said about giving people information.
Right. I think that's what's worked for me and the things that I've been involved in. And like Kothi said, we're both very passionate about what we believe in.
Yes, you are.
But I also back, I would say, everything that we do, we back it up with facts.
Okay.
And I have found that reasonable people want to hear what the facts are. If you explain to them, for example, there's only 50 jets that land at the airport a year versus 50,000 jets. And you can really show this because it makes sense. Maybe people didn't even know that those numbers were out there, that they were saying that that we had studies that said there were 50,000 jets a year landing. And that's a joke. People start laughing. And then you say, we have a site that we can find out exactly how many jets are landing. Or Malin Richards will tell us exactly how many jets are landing there.
And he's the man who does the
manager of the airport. And he will admit this. It's just no one ever asked. These, I don't know where these studies come from or how they evolved, but that's not really what we're talking about. The point is people want to hear. No one knew that TCI was recycling PCBs.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
And once they were told that they were recycling PCBs, then of course everyone, and that violates our zoning code. That's not a partisan issue. People wanted to hear the truth, and once they do, they understand it, and you really don't have a problem. But I do believe that there's always going to be people that base everything they do on ideology, and they don't really care about what the facts are.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. But that seems to be a small number of people. If you're reasonable when you speak to people and you have your facts, I think you get somewhere.
Right.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah. And as you said, in these towns that are relatively small, even though Ghent is a relatively large town in Columbia County, there isn't so much party division as there is nationally. That's why people get cross-endorsed all the time, you know, like Art Bass in Ankrum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Ellen, you want to chime in with anything here?
Well, talk about party division. In Hudson, you can't tell the difference between a Democrat or a Republican.
Right.
Because people switch parties or they get themselves on two lines or three or four.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be wonderful if we just did away with parties and let people run on their own.
Hmm.
I don't think that'll happen any day soon, but
no, I agree with you, Ellen. I don't see that happening because I do believe that, especially at a county level, there's a real interest in keeping that division.
Yes,
that's
where I see it. I think it comes from there, and most people feel either intimidated to agree with whatever their party stance is because we have a lot of county workers or whatever the reason for feeling intimidation,
right.
It's there and it's very strong. But when you get to know people and when you talk to them, you realize that we're the same on so many issues that affect us in our everyday lives. We're so much the same. There are people working very, very hard to keep that division going.
Yes. Okay, I'd like to just talk a little bit about your platform, which we've been talking about, guarantee openness and transparency in town government. But something like preserve Ghent's scenic rural agricultural character, which you've been doing already in these various battles. Do you see anything proactive happening there? What do you mean by that?
Well, part of that is tied to another aspect of our platform, which is, you know, updating the zoning code to the comprehensive plan.
That's
those two
too.
Things are tied together. And obviously many of the issues that Patty and I have worked on are dedicated to preserving what's so special and livable about Ghent. And I know that the town board is working to update that comprehensive plan.
Okay.
And So right now they are, well, there has been a moratorium on commercial building in the town.
Oh,
and
okay.
There's a committee that is currently revising the commercial section of the zoning code.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really, it's a really important time for Ghent right now.
Yes.
And those meetings are ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think what's really important there is, for people to understand, the comprehensive plan is something that was developed by many, many citizens of Ghent. It was adopted in 2009, and it speaks to what the residents want, and that's that's one of the principal planks of that document is that people want to preserve the rural character of this area, and we support that, and we want to make sure that as the zoning code is updated, that it reflects what the people want.
Exactly.
Right. And at the same time, you don't want to be tapped as anti-business, I hear. Is that correct?
We're definitely not anti-business.
Yeah.
I think that the real economic drivers of this area right now are tourism, agriculture, and cultural,
and the creative industry.
Yeah. So we see so much of that going on, new restaurants and shops and businesses, and there's a lot of artisanal work going on and people building things and woodworking and lots of amazing new businesses popping up everywhere.
The farms. It's amazing what we have in Ghent.
And Ghent has one of the densest populations of farms in this area.
Really?
Didn't
know that.
Yeah, we have Roxbury, Kinderhook.
Little Ghent farm.
Uh-huh. Everywhere you go, ten barn farms.
Hawthorne Valley Farm.
Yeah.
Oh, and not to mention Hawthorne Valley.
The farming is really a basis of this community, and it's very exciting mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. people are doing. And I think that, so I think that it's important to make sure that those farms are protected and developed.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, that certainly would be important for Ghent.
And we do have the Commerce Park, which is really, I guess, yes. managed more by the county.
Yes, you
but
do.
We do have that there, but it's lacking in a lot of infrastructure uh-huh. that, to make actually solid businesses want to go into the oh. Commerce Park. I think right now, from my understanding, many of the businesses there just moved from other parts of Ghent, but they still have mm-hmm. a lot of problems with infrastructure. Like everyone else in the county, we have the problems, whether it's sewer mm-hmm. or broadband, mm-hmm. all of those mm-hmm. issues are a real problem.
Yeah.
But I think it's mostly managed by the county. It just happens to be in Ghent.
Yeah. Okay. But it is, I think, a great development that the town does have this commercially zoned area, because
yes,
that's what
yes.
you want when you're planning a rural community. Mm-hmm. You know, it's smart planning to have that area, and that's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that being said, you know, if you look at the comprehensive plan, nobody wants these PCB recycling plants. You know, mm-hmm. that's not appropriate mm-hmm. for this mm-hmm. area.
In the middle of a residential area, because which
right.
seems to happen often in mm-hmm. a lot of rural communities,
mm-hmm.
you'll have, it's nice to have it separated mm-hmm. from the residential areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so okay. we just have to be smart and thoughtful about the planning in order to achieve the goals for economic development as well.
Okay. We have a little bit more time here at issue. WGXC Acra 90.7. And I'd like to turn the mic to Ellen Thurston now for a minute. Ellen Thurston has held office for several years.
10 years, in fact.
Okay, there you go. She knows how long she's held office. And she is not running for office this year. So as Patty and Kothi start off in their candidacy, Ellen retires. Ellen, do you want to talk about...
Well, I want to say first that I'm sorry I've made the decision to step down when these two women are coming to the fore, because I would like to be part of the girl power era.
We're
as
sorry
well.
You're leaving too. Change your mind.
But I'm so impressed with what you're saying. I mean, Patty has been known to me for a number of years. First mm-hmm. of all, the name was just out there floating around, as Kothi's has been too recently, known to me. And I didn't know you wore so many hats, as they say. so that's even makes you even more impressive. Mm-hmm. But Patty, I think I knew first really around the TCI mm-hmm. Incident. And it was... incredible what you did to bring things out so that people really knew what was going on there.
Thanks, Ellen.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was the airport issue. And then we all started... Well, before that, I think I went to a lot of the IDA, County IDA, and Economic Development Corporation meetings,
mm-hmm.
and there was Patty. I remember one day when she walked in the door of the board meeting that hadn't started yet, someone on the board turned and said, "Patty, what are you doing here?" he said it with a little fear in his voice, I thought.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Patty said, "I'm just observing." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I was an alderman in the city of Hudson for 3 terms,
mm-hmm.
and have been serving as supervisor for the third ward for 2 terms. Mm-hmm. That's 10 years.
Right. Those are 2-year terms. And just to make clear, Patty and Kothi are running for 4-year terms.
Oh.
It's a real commitment.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're already doing the work anyway.
Right.
So you might as well have a vote.
That's what
it
I goes said
earlier. With it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I said the exact same thing before you got here, Ellen. When Debbie was asking why are you stepping, why are you doing this, and I said, well, I go to the meetings anyway. It would be nice to have a seat at the table and have a vote.
Have a vote. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening a little earlier, and you were at that point And I thought, I was waiting for the sports analogy. I thought, you know, women have to have sports analogy too. Right. And I thought, what is it? What is it? Oh, it's step up to the plate. That's it.
Yes. That's right.
And I said, seat at the table. I'm more about cooking.
That's okay, too.
Yeah. Ellen, you decided to retire.
I decided to, well, I think it's time. I'm too busy. I don't mm-hmm. feel that I'm doing any of the jobs I've decided to take on, including, you know, taking care of two cats. But they take more time than you think. But anyway, now I as I said earlier, I have second thoughts about it, but it mm-hmm. doesn't mean I'm going to change my mind.
Do a write-in campaign.
And, you know, it's hard to be, I'll say, it's hard to be a Democrat in a sea of Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I am now one of only two women on the Board of Supervisors, which mm-hmm. is a board of, I think, 23, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time. That's all I can say. You'll know when it's time. Just as you know right now, it's time to join the
step up to the plate
world.
And get a seat at the table.
Yeah. All of that
all
at once.
The images. Right.
And okay. I think you know more going in than I did. I think, and I also don't think I'm a good politician. I think mm-hmm. I'm interested in representing my constituents, but at the same time, I have to vote my conscience, mm-hmm. and I have to think about the county as a whole, mm-hmm. and that's difficult. Mm-hmm. And you may find yourself in a position where you're. You feel your vote won't make a difference, so why not just go along with the crowd? I have a feeling maybe you won't, actually, you too. But I felt myself doing that a couple of times, and it made me uncomfortable.
Right.
Uh-huh, really.
And,
yeah.
I think you'll stick to your guns. Another metaphor.
For the hunting
military.
Metaphor.
Military.
All the military.
I think we covered all of them now. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, right. We're ready. Okay. Alan, anything else that you would like to ask Patty or Kothi?
Not that I can think of offhand. Okay. Oh, how big is Ghent? It seems to encompass so many towns. I'm always... It's Clavering is under the aegis of the town of Ghent.
No,
it?
Not Clavering. Chatham.
No. Chatham. Yeah.
Part
Sorry.
Of the village of Chatham, yes.
I see.
And, of course, some people call it... Hawthorne Valley. I think there's a couple of names. It's part of it is that Philmont or
Philmont's part of Clavering,
right?
Okay. And Hawthorne Valley.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, it is.
But it's 5,000 people. There's 3,300 voters.
Yeah, so that's what they know.
There's a total 5,400, which is what we had thought before. We just Googled that.
So, good.
But Ellen, I'd like to just say that you've been an inspiration to people like me. So mm-hmm. I'm really sad truly. And the women thing, which we really didn't touch on, Debbie, and I know we're running out of time, but
it's okay.
But I do think we need more women in our local government, more women representing women, which is a huge reason that Kothi and I are running. You'll be missed, Ellen. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And thank you for your support, really.
You know, I'm no longer an alderman, but I still go to all a lot of the city meetings, and I think I'll probably continue to go to county meetings.
Right.
You have to, yes. Yeah.
I wish that more people would go. That's why I started producing this list, and it was a list of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the St. Lawrence cement fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
And I said, people have to go to meetings. You have mm-hmm. to, you know, be in the lobby before the meeting starts and meet everybody and see who's slapping who on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know these things.
That's right.
And there's nothing like body language to tell you the real story.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to meetings, everybody.
Yes. Go to meetings. Get out and vote. How are we doing here, Neva? Oh, we've got a couple of minutes. What's your main What's your main campaign? What are you doing to campaign, Patty and Kuthi?
Kuthi, you want to take that one? We're knocking on.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything too shocking. No. We're lawn signs and mm-hmm. banners
our
and
headquarters.
And we have headquarters mm-hmm. at the Red Barn on 9H. If mm-hmm. people see a car parked there, come by and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up some campaign literature. We have a lot of that going around. Mailers. We're knocking on doors, yeah. making phone calls.
Uh-huh.
Social media. I guess that's the one thing that we're doing.
Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. Which is Patty and Kuthi.
Right.
You're on Facebook, and we post lots of fun pictures.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll post this interview. And
I just hope this really encourages people to not only come out and vote. Of course, we want your vote, but to get involved, like Ellen said. Go to meetings.
Yeah.
It's so important. I've been preaching this for all these years now. Please come. Participate. You have a voice, and I can assure you that if we're elected, we will listen to your voice. I can assure you of that. And it won't be so difficult. Sometimes we feel like we have a hard time getting anyone to listen. But show up anyway. If you show up, it means something.
Right. You don't have to run for office just to show up.
That's right.
And go to the
just
meeting.
Just show up.
And then you can go home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been At Issue on WGXC Acre 90.7. We've been with Patty Matheny and Kuthi Zahn, who are running for town board in the town of Ghent. This is Debbie Mayer. My co-host is
Ellen Thurston,
whom you know from this station. And I think we're just about done. We're down to the last few seconds. Oh, right. And we're on again next week. Oh, my gosh. Yes, next week is the DA program with Ken Golden.
Can we say one more thing?
Oh,